Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listeners, welcome to the Tripod. We were thinking about lunch today. Thinking about lunch. And of course, when you think about lunch, you think about, well, it's November. It's time for soup. But what would be a fun soup? And I thought of peanut soup. And I actually wasn't sure if peanut soup was real. So we did a quick Google. And it turns out it is. It's an African soup and an East Asian soup. Or at least it's a soup popular in East Asia. Still may be an African soup that they just happen to also eat in East Asia. But it's a peanut soup.
And by the way, aubergine is a French word for what we Americans call eggplant.
Yes, that's right.
I'm allergic to eggplant.
You're allergic to it?
Yeah.
That means you're away from Rainy if you eat that soup.
Now, what happened to you?
So I didn't know I was allergic, and then I ate a lot of eggplant one night, and then...
Got wild.
How much
things
eggplant
got
did
wild.
You possibly have?
It was super delicious.
Fucking went to town on it.
Yeah.
And then I threw up at 3 a.m. a lot.
Does that mean you're allergic?
And here's the kicker is that I found out, I was like, well, my mouth does get fuzzy when I eat eggplant. And
fuzzy.
Then my mom was like, okay, well, obviously you're allergic.
Yeah.
That's fuzzy. Not a thing.
You mean like tickly?
Mm-hmm.
Or gross fuzz? Like a strawberry in the fridge.
Ooh, no, but like tickly, like just scratchy.
I get that with pineapple sometimes, but not all the time.
Loser.
Mango sometimes too.
Guys, very exciting episode. You got Zach and Keith in the studio, and we decided to put Rainy on the big girl chair today.
Mm-hmm.
She's joining us because Ned spontaneously told us that he had to go listen to a webinar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. No, he's like a part of a panel. I don't know.
We upgraded.
He texted me this
morning. I think he's listening to a panel.
He actually emailed me last night and said, I'm going to miss the second episode because I'm doing a panel. But I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's doing a panel or he's just going to an event. Ned's shopping, for all I know. It's really unclear.
He might be shopping.
Can I say that I have a panel?
No.
Okay.
Well, you guys are essential to the podcast. Ned is.
You know what? I'm fucking amped to be here at the Tripod. I love the Tripod. It's my chance to hang out with my buds.
Yep.
To hang out with Rainy,
my bud.
No, I was going to specify each bud.
Which color Power Ranger would you be?
Oh, I mean, green.
Why?
Because he was the bad boy. He was actually bad when he was green. He was evil.
Was green turned white?
He turned to white. Tommy.
I was always the biggest fan of the Black Ranger because his name was Zach.
Sure.
And I was like, wow, representation.
That's cool.
I went as the Blue Ranger once for Halloween.
That's cool. Rainy, have you ever seen Power Rangers?
No, I haven't, but I do know I'm the pink one.
Because
that was an important currency in elementary school.
That's really good.
Yeah.
It was an important currency. Yeah. By the way, I would just like to say, big announcement on this episode.
Yeah.
And Rainey and I have been working, I would say for months.
I think probably at least 90 hours went into this.
Yeah, but...
Big project.
Big project. If you're watching the YouTube feed, there's a shelf behind...
We got a shelf!
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about that shelf.
Yeah.
I thought earlier you were talking about that shelf.
No.
And I was like, that's been there.
No,
it looks nicer, though.
Yeah, well, Rainey has been putting cool stuff on it.
Just to be clear, this shelf, which is a hanging shelf, it has... 2 screws in the wall.
Yeah.
That took 90 hours.
Well, just sort of the attitude that went into it.
It was made with love.
We
sort of had to cook that up.
Yeah, care. And I think it looks like a catalog.
And it looks really good. So when are you guys going to finish it?
Oh, what do you mean finish it? Sorry, what was that? Sorry, yeah. I'm sorry. Excuse me? The magical... We put a Polaroid on it.
I'm getting a call. I have to take this.
Are you out of your mind?
I mean,
Zach is taking a call. Who is it from?
It's a 1-800 number.
Do it live. Do it live.
1-800?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, I'm Jessica calling from... How are you doing today?
You have to let her know that she's being recorded for quality assurance.
Just to let you know, you are being recorded for quality assurance. Is that okay?
Yeah, this is spam.
Well, let's follow this.
You think so?
Yeah.
So if you're interested in getting one of these services from us, please say...
Oh, yeah. Oh, it hung up on me.
Wow.
It hung up on me. I didn't even have a chance.
It knew you were goofing.
Maybe they took the O as a no.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's a hot tip, just actually because you guys said that. Never say yes on a spam call.
Yeah.
because they can record your yes audio and apply it to whatever they want.
What?
That's a thing sneaky scammers do. They'll try to get you to say yes. These robo scams want you to say yes.
Uh-huh.
So they have audio of you saying yes.
Oh. And then what do they do with it?
They put it on. They will stitch it together with all the other audio and they'll buy something. And then when you play back, it's like, no, you said you bought this. It's, they'll play the audio saying you said this.
That's
you
real?
Said yes.
That's so crazy.
Don't say yes. That's maybe why it hung up when you said yes. It got all it needed.
Zach just bought a condo with the yes.
Don't say yes on spam calls.
What about, oh yeah.
I don't think you should say that either.
That's a bummer. Fuck me.
Well, unfortunately, we say yes on the podcast all the time, so they could take
the
yes.
Yeah, they have our yes. There's a lot easier
way. I think it's supposed
way.
To be on the recorded line with them.
There's so many easy ways to get me to say yes.
Yeah. Hot.
See, you just did.
Hot.
I have another spam tip.
Hmm.
Spam is delicious.
I do like spam. You
underrated.
Eat noodles, eggs, and spam every Sunday in Chicago.
So we were talking about this. my grandmother moved to a new place, and it's not an assisted home, but it is a home. It's like a community with old people. It's nice. Super dope. So she still gets to be independent, but like has
friends.
People there all the
close
time
by.
And friends. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
and,
college.
And we were talking about like emergency numbers, emergency contacts. I am her emergency contact. I'm the only person here in Los Angeles. And my mom and I were like, oh my God, you have to actually answer the phone. This is going to be a real problem for the next generation. Like, let's say something happens and the hospital calls, not to go to the darkest place, but like, people don't answer calls because why would you?
That's interesting.
So that's, I feel like they're going to have to come up with a text solution.
Yeah, they must text as well. There's an emergency. Hey.
That's what I'm saying. You text me.
Hey, you can text you
me.
Up?
Text me. If you're real, you can text me.
You don't FaceTime with anybody? Because I have some FaceTime buds.
I FaceTime with buds.
Okay.
Would you accept a rogue random FaceTime?
No.
That's
terrifying.
What?
That's terrifying.
Absolutely.
What if it's Jigsaw?
If you have the gall to FaceTime me,
yeah.
Then I bet we're playing Squid Game and I'm in.
Speaking of Squid Game and celebrities and pop culture, Addison Rae's in the news. We got some viral TikToks. Addison Rae's been in the news, and this is just sort of an interesting. I want to keep us current. I want to keep us viral. I want to keep us playing the hits.
Just to be clear, what do you think this episode is titled?
Addison Rae. What's up with her?
You don't think it's titled Lizzo DM'd Zach?
Oh no, it will be called
you don't
that
think
as well.
That's like the thing that people are.
Yeah, but people have tuned in for Lizzo DM'd Zach.
So then we're gonna make them wait.
We're gonna make them wait for that story, and by sort of talking about pop culture in a convenient and affordable way.
I love it. All right, so we got TikTok up on the screen. This is from,
and I just sort of want to get your thoughts
okay.
on this. Yeah.
It, I can't read the username. There's a glare. It me.
Tinks. T-I-N-X.
Oh, she verified.
Yeah, verified user here.
I was looking at these paparazzi pictures of who I thought was a Kardashian.
Uh-oh.
But it was not a Kardashian
It's
at
not
all.
A Kardashian.
It was our girl, Addison.
What?
People have been starting to say this, but maybe it's because she's hanging out with Kourtney so much. She's like being Kardashianified. She's becoming like them. This photo shoot she did reminded me a lot of this one that Kim did. I also feel like her style is changing a lot.
The fuck
she
are you
used
talking
to be about bright
right.
color, and now she's more dressed up,
uh-oh.
All into neutrals. She's obviously gorgeous either way. She's such a pretty girl. I guess what I'm trying to say is consider this my formal application because I too would like to be adopted by the Kardashians, except I would want Kim or Kylie, not Kourtney. To go to Nobu Malibu every night. It's the life.
Okay, so what do we think?
Now,
I hated that. I hated it. This is not what my TikTok feed looks like. My TikTok feed is Pokemon cards, video games. Hated that.
With all due respect to Tinks, because that video has 2 million likes, which means it's more popular than anything I ever have or ever will do.
Yeah.
That was the single stupidest piece of content
I've ever seen.
Miles.
It's a bad interface. It's auto-playing the video. I'm trying to pause it.
I was an auto-playing it.
So I hit the scroll wheel and it played another one.
So this is an audio podcast, so you may not be watching the YouTube feed and you may not see what I see. The first photo is a photo of Addison from behind, and because she has a butt... We are supposed to...
No. And leggings and long black
and
hair.
Long, long
and
hair.
And is dating someone in a hoodie. That looks exactly...
sorry, boy.
Thank you, Rainey.
That looks
Thank
exactly
you.
Like a Kardashian.
I agree. I think it looks like one of them.
And then
it does. It looks like that style.
Sure, but the what? It's like, now, did you know that she has a butt? I thought she was a Kardashian. Did you know she's wearing the popular trendy clothes of the time?
Yeah.
She must be a Kardashian. And the second thing is they show a photo shoot. It looks nothing like the photo
that
shoot.
Are you kidding?
Go
I
back to that
scary.
And
sorry.
Mute it. Okay, just press play. Keep it muted. Okay, she's talking. She's pointing at a butt and leggings.
And she's speaking into a law of... And she's about to put it in her mouth.
Okay, so there's the photo.
This photo is black and white. Yeah. She is leaning over in a white tank top and her hair is
flowing.
Flowing, baby. She is at a 45 degree angle. She is potentially contoured. She's just wearing makeup. She's just a normal fucking human.
Yeah, yeah, but come on, with the straight hair. And that
looks, yeah, it looks exactly like every single Kardashian
photo. But also it looks like every other girl. This is just a popular style because of the Kardashians.
Okay, and now next photo. Southern Belle, and she's a blonde.
I am so mad
blue,
right now.
Blue yeah. and blonde and colorful vibe, yes. normally, right?
Yeah, she's Sookie she's, Stackhouse, kind of.
I grew up in the South. Girls have been changing their hair color and style for a long time. Yeah. Not just because Kardashians are doing it.
I guarantee you I could find a photo of Kacey Musgraves that's styled exactly like that.
I bet you could. I bet you could. I think she looks like Kacey Musgraves. I think she was adopted by Kacey Musgraves.
I think she looks...
Consider this my formal application to be part of the Musgrave family. Uh-oh. Although I'd rather be adopted by, I don't know, her brother.
Well, okay, now give the next photo, Miles.
Okay, so here's the next photo. So that's Addison Rae. Okay, and there's...
That's totally different. Okay, this photo is in color.
I'm with you, Zach.
Extremely bright to the point that her face is almost blown out. She is not bent over in a 45 degree angle. She's standing up straight. Her hair is not flowing over the front of her face. It's down behind her. She's wearing a different type of top. There is nothing similar about the photo, even remotely.
I hate all of you. They have faces and they're looking left.
They look exactly the same. Oh my God.
They do not look. Are you crazy? I'll tell you right now. The little tinks looks more like that photo above her right now than that photo of the girl that we're talking about.
Addison Rae
looks like that photo. It looks so different.
They're in a different
position. I just Googled girl looking left and I didn't even spell it right. I did looky space G left. I found a stock photo that's the same fucking thing.
Wait, let me see.
I want to burn the internet to the fucking ground.
They're the same.
I don't know.
That photo looks more like that photo than Addison Rae's does.
Okay, but keep watching. So that's what Addison Vibes used to look like.
Oh my God, Addison Rae's stock photo.
So this is what Addison's vibe used to be. Blue. She's got blonde hair. She's wearing blue. She's like fun and colorful. And now she's like sort of dark and has this. Ooh, come on.
Because she's rich. It's not because she's modeling after a stupid person. It's because she's fucking loaded. And now she can buy anything she wants. And she does magazine photo shoots where they dress her.
And because she also wants to prove a point that she's not a child. She's like, look at me. I'm a hot adult.
She's a movie star.
Can
we talk about semiotics for just a moment? Can we just talk about it for a second?
What does that mean?
Exactly, Miles.
Bah.
The fact that she is speaking into a microphone has told us all that we should take her as a professional.
Yeah.
There's something in our brains where we go, oh, well, she's talking into a little microphone. That means she's an authority and she has pictures changing behind her. That means what she's saying is researched. No, it ain't.
I don't want to slander Tinks.
I'm not slandering.
I think that Tinks is doing good work and good reporting on Addison's Kim Kardashian transformation. I think that it's not Tinks' fault.
I'm looking up Tinks.
Tinks is
right
definitely going to do a video about this.
Now,
Tinks
Miles.
Drag us.
I hope she does.
Now, Miles, I have a question for you. Do you think that this transformation of Addison is because of like her movie that just came out or what?
I think that it, like I've said before.
Oh no, actually this came out July 2020, you motherfucker. This is a year old.
Well, she already shot the movie, so she had the confidence. But I think that Addison Rae, like I've said this before, she's like a phoenix. She'll rise from the ashes. She'll always, I think she's going
to
be.
I'm going to look her up. I'm going to look up what else Tinks has been up to.
I think that Tinks is doing a good job. And honestly, this is, what if I started making stuff like this? TikTok content.
Honestly, Miles.
Did you guys see Addison's outfit? That's pretty cool. And it's kind of just me.
Yeah, but you know what you said earlier? I think the Kardashians have risen from the ashes time and time again.
Well, they're billionaires, Rainey. There's no way vampire extinguishers.
By ashes, you mean the ash-based product that they have been experimenting with for their skincare routine.
Very nice. Yeah,
that's good.
What fucking year is it that we're like doing Kardashian content right now?
Well, I just thought like you said, we gotta keep current, keep young, topical,
keep forever young.
Okay. What's the next up?
Okay,
what's the next one? We should look at right now.
Oh my God, Tinks. was nominated for breakout creator at the fucking Streamies. We can't include this. We're like now disparaging someone who's a peer of ours.
No, I know. Like I said, I like Tix.
This makes me not like her, but I assume she does other things.
I think she's a reporter.
She's a reporter?
Yeah. Boots on the ground. She's giving me the info.
Boots on the ground. These are these Instagram photos. She's in her room. She's in a room in front of a neutral wall.
She's doing a great
boots
job.
On the ground. I guarantee you she's not wearing pants. She's sitting in her bed against her headboard and just talking into a mic in her mouth. Tix, I'd like you to come on the podcast.
That'd be amazing.
I'd like you to come on the podcast.
Tix, I want you to come on the podcast and tell us why we're wrong. And I also want to give you 5 uninterrupted minutes on our podcast to just rip us apart.
That'd be great. That'd be
really fun. Want you to just talk about how our content sucks.
But please bring your own microphone.
And Tix, hey, you know, if you're, you know, if you're looking for a new talent, I'd love to work for
Hire Miles.
Okay, so up next, we got another sort of hot off the presses.
Is it another one from a year and a quarter ago? This one is old. This is right, old
me
as
and Randy
could be.
Specifically, we're like, we're going to find really popular TikToks that came out just now. So up next, this is another MGK and Megan Fox. People are obsessed. And they're people are obsessed and they can't stop talking about it.
Guess what your middle name will be?
Yeah, guess what my middle name will be when I leave.
Blade.
That's what I want.
Sword. Katana.
No, Blade. Blade is
chaos.
Blade is what?
Hectic. Violence.
Yeah, I like Blade.
Neville.
Neville? Like long bottom?
No,
bottom?
Like No, but do you remember what house he was in?
Yeah, Gryffindor.
Was he?
What's my shoe size?
So the caption is, I don't care, I'm obsessed with these two. It's Machine Gun Kelly, who I'm not convinced is actually a real musician. I think he's a figment of our collective imagination.
Yeah.
And Megan Fox. And they are seemingly made for each other. And I have no commentary.
They're flirting.
I'm on board.
Once again, boots on the ground, giving us the take. I think that this is, you know, a couple goals.
Well, I've seen the whole video.
Randy, give us some context. Boots on the ground.
This is an amazing clip. This is the best part of the video. The rest of the video is so squirmy and cringy and like really tough to watch.
Yeah.
But I saw this and this had me looking at the video because I was like, wait, are they couple goals? And they're not, unfortunately.
Yeah. They're unfortunately not. They're unfortunately like two sort of strange kids from your high school that you avoid.
Yeah. We recently talked about the Megan Fox and the Megan Foxessence on the Jennifer's Body episode of Guilty Pleasures. And I'm full on team Megan. I think she's a very underrated comedic actress. And honestly, like this clip, I think that she probably knows what she's doing.
She's funny.
Yeah.
Explain to me.
Yeah.
Explain to me. I got some for you. I got some for you. Spooky love.
Spooky love.
Black hearts.
Black hearts. Uh-huh.
Spooky love.
Yeah.
Edgy love.
Come on, spooky love.
What's going on with that in media? There's all this like thirsting after spooky love. And I would say Machine Gun Kelly, he's like a spooky lover. Right, his name is terrifying.
Yeah.
Machine so scary.
Gun. Yeah.
And they are often dressed in like all black, sexy outfits or very like, or like sort of edgy, punky outfits.
I mean,
spooky love.
Canon competition.
Spooky love.
Spooky love.
So,
love
what do you think about spooky love?
Did you hear the song that I sang? I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, sing it again for me.
Come on, spooky love.
Oh my gosh. That was you? That was just in my head, and I thought that was just something I thought.
Oh my,
Rainey thought that was her inner voice. Rainey thought that was her inner monologue. She was like, oh, that's a thought I've had.
I made that up myself.
And you're wearing headphones.
That's a thought I had.
He was looking at Keith.
Come on, spooky love. And he's like, oh yeah, I didn't think that.
I think that. Maybe the Gen Z, maybe it's also millennials. I feel like it was actually a Generation X first liked the spooky love. The edgy, like nightclub, like punky vibe was very 80s, right? So it's very that, but now it's back and it's interesting to see people really like spooky love.
I'm
gonna tell you what, Keith, I think spooky love has always been around. Let's go back in time when we were growing up. Okay, we had Panic at the Disco, we had My Chemical Romance. There's some Pete Wentz.
See,
that's a spooky lover.
That's sad love.
They're spooky.
They're sad.
I'm going to go back. Spooky. I'm going to go back even further.
Their songs aren't spooky. 80s. They're sad.
80s. We got The Cure. Spooky.
See, that's what I was saying. I think the 80s is the...
Go back even further. the British invasion. Those boys with their long, shaggy hair, that's so spooky.
Mm.
They, okay.
Scary.
Yeah, it was scary to old people, but it wasn't like, but girls didn't like them because they were spooky.
They were spooky.
They didn't like it. Like,
it was
oh,
a different.
My God. Ringo's so spooky. I love it.
Ringo is a little spooky. Yes. Rainey, you had a thought?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, so Miles and I were talking, and about correct spooky? Me if I'm wrong, but I think we both have a crush on Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Big
spooky
fan.
Yeah. Love.
So I get it.
I think he's
I'm,
spooky
I'm
love.
Part of it. I yeah, think. I agree. I'm part of the movement.
Yeah. I assume I'm allowed to share this. Maggie's sister, Ivana, is gay, but she also has a crush on Pete Davidson.
He's hot.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
really
what
hot.
The fuck? You don't even like guys and you like Pete Davidson.
He's
what
hot.
Is his mystique?
Yeah,
I think he's just got it.
He's got it.
So you would hit it.
Well, I'm married, Zach.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What if she gave you a pass?
To fuck Pete Davidson?
Uh-huh.
I think I'd do it for the gram.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of think at some point someone's so famous, you're like, yeah, I guess I will because I'll probably learn something.
Well, it's like when people are like,
I've tried to have this on Maggie all the time.
I'll probably learn something or maybe I'll get a gift bag or something.
But like if Brad Pitt's pushing me up against a wall.
Maybe they'll buy me a phone.
Yeah.
Like John Mendez, like if he wanted to hit it, I'd be like, yeah, I guess so.
I think I could.
I mean, like, yeah, I couldn't say no.
Let's
yeah.
find the fame threshold. So, Shawn Mendes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran,
no.
Oh, no.
I mean,
I would say he's more famous.
Money on the table, I might.
Yeah, but Ed Sheeran doesn't
money?
Get money.
He's not
money.
Paying
he's
you.
Paying you?
He's not coming over just to fuck. We're having dinner somewhere. Yeah. We're doing something nice. We're going on a date.
He's in love with
the
shape
romance.
Of you.
He's yeah. a romance guy.
Okay, Machine Gun Kelly, he's less famous.
He'd want to punch me.
He's too scary. I'm not as into spooky love as other people are. I have spooky crushes, but yeah. I'm never going to actually go for the spooky love.
That was thought provoking, and I think.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
I was thinking about this. I think that the thing with spooky love is that it's like. You want to get past this, but you can tell Machine Gun Kelly is just a softie and you want to have access to that. And so that's the mystique and the appeal. Because I think I would hook up with Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gum Kelly.
Machine Gum Kelly.
Machine. Gum Machine Kelly.
Yeah. I like gum.
I think that he's a little too scary for me. His diss track is good, though.
I haven't heard his music.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I'm not convinced he actually has any.
He does like lots of different genres. Like he has one that's like pop punky and kind of really fun. And he has a diss track against Eminem that goes pretty hard.
Whoa. What the man wants you to think.
Oh, you think, yeah, it's just simulation.
Machine Gun Kelly is a conspiracy.
I think Eminem could use some criticism, though.
No, his diss track's good. Yeah. The diss track, I think, is better than Eminem tried to
do
it.
Hey, Eminem, change your hat, bro. That's some criticism for
We'd
you.
We'd like to invite you onto the podcast. You have 5 minutes.
Oh my God, what a mismatch. Eminem on the tripod?
You have no idea how much Eminem meant to me as a little angsty fourth grader.
No, he has great
as
music.
A teen, as like a middle schooler, I bleached my hair in sixth grade.
Stop. You were a Slim Shady?
Not like that. I mean, like I was really deep into hip hop stuff, but I was really into Eminem and I bleached my hair in sixth grade because I thought it was cool. And I emailed a picture of my bleached hair to my whole class. Because I thought I looked so cool.
And how many replies did you get?
I don't think any.
Wow.
And then you showed up the next day and you're like,
it was during the summer. It was during the summer and I wanted people to know how much I had changed.
That's cool. That's cool.
And it's a shirtless picture of me that I'm like,
at the end of the summer, the world hadn't changed. You changed.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly right.
Oh my God.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, any more TikToks?
Okay, what's next?
Well, up next, these are the only TikTok. Oh, no, we have one more that you're really going to hate.
I'm having fun.
And I just wanted to sort of check in with Bryce Hall.
Okay. All right.
Bryce Hall, I want to say that I can tell he's in like a college bathroom right now.
Oh, well,
like,
you
this
you'll
is like a dormitory bathroom.
This is called YT-Bryce Hall, parentheses, I prank Josh. With an extra space in the parentheses.
Yeah, it was just sort of shocking to check in on Bryce Hall and like the culture.
It was intense.
It was intense. Yeah. Rainey said this one
on
is
the front
a little too much. Yeah.
Is he the guy who punched the server?
Man.
Or is he the guy who threw the most pandemic parties?
He's a villain for sure.
I think he's one of the guys punched a
I think
waiter.
It was him, but I'm not him. Allegedly.
Again, we don't support this
over
guy.
Over a vape or something.
No, this is a bad guy.
We don't support him. We're just dedicating 5 minutes of our platform to him.
So yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Don't
is this
worry,
wise?
Don't worry. I'll say
should
something.
We play the TikTok?
I'll say something mean. No
okay,
worry.
Good. I think we can play it as long as we're mean to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
South Carolina, we are here. So we're here for the Annie shoot right now. I'm shaving in a Walmart bathroom. Shout out to you once again for keeping Annie in the
Walmart
bathroom. So if you guys have a local Walmart, go by, get your Annie. I'm fucking tired. I need to boost the energy up. Thank God. I have an energy drink company. So let's get some energy.
So he's an energy drink company, I guess. You know, so far, what do we think? Because it's about to get really fucking weird.
Wait, he's in there for Annie?
I don't know.
Like Little Orphan Annie? Like, is he in the new Little Orphan Annie remake or something?
It's unclear.
Like, what is Annie?
He is oozing. What would you call the deficit of charisma? What would you call negative charm?
He just feels bad. He feels like a guy who works at like a fucking Cold Stone Creamery.
It seems like he hates his company.
He has an energy drink company, I guess.
He doesn't like it.
No,
the way he advertised it just then seemed like he hated it.
He gives me coolest kid at a New Jersey middle school energy.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not
sorry, New Jersey.
No, they know.
Yeah.
Now you know who you are.
What do you expect is about to happen? Because I was watching this and I was really confused.
I'm hoping Daddy Warbucks picks him up, I guess. I mean, I he's about to walk out with security, so I assume people are going to scream for him.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you set up, typically, if you're a wealthy, famous young man. You
wanna, right.
You literally tweet to people, I'm going to be here, don't show up.
But he's in a Walmart, I guess.
I know. I'm telling you, he could tell. I'm going to be at this Walmart. Everybody show up and say hi.
I'm a little pressed because going to Walmart is kind of my thing. So
yeah, that's right. Okay, so here we go.
Bad editing. Shotgunning a beer in a Walmart parking lot.
Or shotgunning energy drinks?
For you, Bryce. I love you.
Oh, energy drink. Ew. What a objectively horrible idea.
Yeah, just a horrifying time. I found. I was like, it's date. We're shotgunning energy drinks, I guess.
There's no prank.
Yeah, it's called I Prank Josh.
Is the prank on us that we watched it? That terrible content?
I think this is a cut of a YouTube video called Bryce Hall, I Prank Josh. Maybe. And maybe it's not white, but YouTube. You know, that I know that's how
YT is, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's also how people abbreviate YouTube.
Yeah. I'm clear.
Should we go to his YouTube
channel?
No,
we're not. We can't go that far.
Guess what?
We can't go that far.
I want to know if he pranks Josh. And who's Josh?
Let me Google it.
Who's Josh?
You know what, Bryce? I will never fight you. You're not allowed.
Nice.
Good. You can't even try. You'll never be able to fight me.
Nice. What if you sumo suited another big YouTuber?
Yeah, I'm into that.
I want to say, I'm looking at this guy pre-shave. I'm not sure he needs to shave.
I don't think
well,
he
and
does.
You watch the way that he shaves. He's clearly just gliding a razor.
He doesn't
razor.
Know how to shave.
I think he's just, you know, like when kids put shaving cream on a balloon and then kind of wipe it off without a razor. I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because, he's shaving.
Go forward a little bit, Miles.
Yeah,
it's
watch
very clear
shave. He's,
that nothing,
he's
no shaving
jumping
cream
around
off.
His face.
There, that's not shaving. He's not shaving.
No.
He's literally
that's fake
even.
Shaving.
Wait, he's fake shaving. Oh, my
he's
God.
Fake
he's fake shaving. We've uncovered it.
He is fake
he's
shaving.
Fake. Is that the prank?
This is a scoop.
He's not shaving.
We are watching a man pretend to shave in a Walmart bathroom.
The shaving cream just stays on.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
you think that Walmart water is getting hot enough to open your pores?
No
not
way.
A chance.
No way. But look at his. So if you look,
he would have. He would be breaking out in little blood blisters.
Oh yeah, he would absolutely not want to go do photos after shaving.
That's probably why he's fake shaving.
But why is he fake shaving? Why?
Because he's a man,
he's
Keith.
He's masculine. He's like, let me, what's the most masculine thing I can do?
He's a New Jersey middle school kid
also,
who needs to prove that he's a man.
Okay. If anyone has ever done that, you are slicing your face open.
That's not how you shave your chin.
Sideways on a chin?
No.
Oh my God.
We've uncut Bryce Hall is fake shaving.
Like you said, none of the cream is moving at all. At all. Like, not even, like, not even wiping lightly. It's as if he's not even touching his skin.
I want you to at least try to fool me.
And then, like, I want you, like, just keep going because then it shows when he's, like, almost done the pattern of shave remove. That's it.
How would you
do that? How on earth would you have gotten that stroke on your face with a razor? It's a rectangle. It leaves a rectangular line.
I don't know about you guys, though. I don't know about you guys. I want a fucking energy drink right now. I'm horny for some energy.
Shotgunning an energy drink does sound good.
Oh, my God.
Does it?
I want a shotgun energy drink
I've never done it.
Is he done shit?
He's, yeah.
And he's shaved nothing.
He's shaved nothing.
His and then face. his gaze is haunting.
Are his eyes different colors?
He looks. Oh yeah, and he just walks out.
Look, and then that's it.
We he's create our own villains, so who's really to blame here?
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, that's just sort of the update on from Boots on the Ground. That's our segment called Boots on the Ground, where we kind of uncover news from TikTok.
Yeah, FYP.
I think we've had a good run, and I'm ready to crawl into a hole.
Yeah, that's really good. Now, Zach, speaking of TikTok, TikTok celebs, celebs in general, word of association, you had a fun thing happen over the...
Well, Keith and I just came back from a music festival, which is a crazy, crazy thing to be able to say.
We went to Outside Lands.
Up in San Francisco.
It's our favorite music festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful place to listen to music and have a good time.
It was similar to what Lollapalooza had done, where they made sure everyone either had proof of vaccination or you had to have negative tests to get in. And it's outside. You know, we felt as safe as we could in these days and times, but it was just like I didn't realize how much my soul needed it. There was one singer I saw, Goth Babe, not to be confused with Miles,
thank you,
who did this bit where he zipped up in a full hazmat suit and then did a crowd surf, and it was just such a, like, I haven't seen a crowd surf in over 2.5 years, and I was like, fuck man, I was excited. You know, it's a really special thing to be able to see live music.
Yeah, yeah. I saw artists I've never seen before. Got some new artists to listen to. We
shout
had a great
out
time.
To okay, our favorites, Noga Erez.
Oh yeah, I love Noga Erez.
She's
fucking incredible. She's coming to LA soon. We're gonna try and go check her out.
Remy Wolf
is just the coolest person.
Also has a show in LA in February.
All right, we'll be there.
Yeah, I know.
I definitely did comment on a Remy photo, hoping that she would see it and then
too.
Be like, "Hey, what's up? You want to hang out while we're in San Francisco?" And then no, she didn't.
But we saw Glass Animals. They put on a hell of a show. Vampire Weekend crushed it.
Lizzo.
Who's that jam band that we listened to?
Oh, fucking Krangbin. I never know how to pronounce their name. It is a Thai word. But they are just such a cool.
It felt like going to a music festival in the 70s to see their set. It was amazing. It felt like totally a blast in the past type of music experience. I loved it.
And we've been going to Outside Lands for a couple years now, so we've had the privilege of seeing some bands at like really early small stage slots. So we saw Krangbin about 3 or 4 years ago before they blew up on like the tiniest stage at the festival in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
The craziest one, and this will loop into the story we're going to tell. 1 year, the first performer, I think on a Friday, we got there early at 2 p.m. to see Lizzo. And we, at that point, we were able to stand on the side of the stage. So we were like, oh, like we had heard a couple songs, but we were like, oh my God, who is this fucking goddess? Like her stage persona is just,
she was so funny.
Unbelievable.
The songs are so good.
And a lot of the songs, you know, she had them.
She already had. Yeah.
And then right after that, at like 3:20, we saw Billie Eilish. We saw them two back to back.
That's so cool.
And then like over the next 8 months, they just
exploded.
So it's really special to see those small, but like you feel like you're bottling that raw energy. And it, like, there's just nothing I love more in the world.
And then of course then we got to this year see Lizzo as a headliner, you know, with a real budget. It's very cool to see the two different shows because they were mostly the same songs, right? But the first one is what you have when you know, it's an afternoon early slot and it's pretty much just a stage, a little platform, and it's daylight, so lights don't play any effect into it. It was still an amazing show. And then we got to see her at night with crazy lights, with a dope set, with all this stuff, with fireworks. It was just like it was like a giant fucking show. And it was so fun. And she's Lizzo, and she's so funny. And she came out dressed as the same costume I was wearing day. The robot girl from Squid Game. So we were twinning a little bit.
She did a lot of TikTok stuff. She filmed a TikTok during the show.
Yeah.
She performed Into the Thick of It.
Yeah.
So funny.
It was very odd.
But it was just
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, I actually came home to do some trick-or-treating with Becky. It was very adorable. We had like fog machine. I had spooky music. We did the whole nine yards, made it real spooky. But I left the festival. So Zach and the rest of the gang went back for the final day of the festival. And something amazing happened.
What are you talking about?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
For those of you who subscribe to twitter.com and you subscribe to @Lizzo, you may have seen @Lizzo tweeted that she needed @CornDiddy to read her DM to him.
Whoa.
She tweeted publicly
that
she needed Zach to read a DM she sent to him. Now, I don't know what the DM said.
All the rumors are true. Lizzo did DM me.
Wait. What did you think it was going to be before you opened it?
Well, look, Rainey.
Did you think she was going
to
be like...
We're not one on this
you're
show.
You're so hot.
We're not yeah. ones on this show to brag about our relationships with celebs. Right. That's not... That doesn't sound like us.
No.
I would never... Yeah, sure. I would never dream of it.
No way.
Not a chance. So I don't even know that we really need to talk about it. Lizzo's a dear friend. We've known each other for a long time. Okay, and I don't want to disclose our private conversation.
But what did she say in the DM, Zach?
We talked about a couple things.
Okay.
It seems like she really needed to talk to you.
She did.
Because like you she sent you a DM.
I will tell you some real stuff. I'm gonna keep a little bit of mystery because it's just fun.
Okay. Yeah.
But what is very funny is that she DM'd me and I didn't see it for 20 minutes. And that's how long it took her to be like, to tweet publicly, tell this motherfucker to check my DMs.
Yeah, not that long.
Which is just so funny to me. But I got to tell her that about that show that like we saw her all those years ago. And it was such a treat to just like watch the whole journey. Because she talked about it in her show, like how much it meant to her to be invited back as a headliner. And she said she gave the crying emojis and, oh, you're so sweet. And, you know, I was able to tell her. It's very cool to be texting somebody like, hey, you're amazing. Uh-huh. And you know, I had this moment too. I should also preface, I was just absurdly stoned all weekend. Because that's what you do at a music festival.
They sell weed at that festival.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the first music festival to have like weed legally sold there, which is
so important.
It's dope.
It's important.
It's really important for the festival.
It's awesome.
But so I definitely like everyone was like, "What is it? What is it?" Because someone sent it to my sister. She's like, "Holy fuck, those are just tweeted your brother." And they were like, "What?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And I thought maybe she retweeted something of mine. And then I look and I'm just like, ugh. And I have that moment where I need to like look at it and my eyes need to focus to make sure I'm reading it correctly. And I, when I tell you that I agonized over every letter to make sure that I was typing correctly and that I was saying it right. Because I didn't want to be like, I fucking love you. You're so great. You're so talented. You're queen.
You have to read the sentence to make sure it makes sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're high, you start a sentence with certain grammar and then you change like the tense of the sentence by the end. It's like, I would like to be seeing you tomorrow. It was a great time. No. Hold on. Wait.
I forget who was performing, but I mean we were messaging each other for about like 10-20 minutes.
Yeah,
that's really good.
NBD, bro. I probably won't mention it again in any video ever for the rest of the time, so that's cool.
Well, she should be on the podcast.
I mean, look,
I would love for her to come on the podcast.
Fucking insane. Yeah. I would be so excited.
She did mention Miles Nation in the DM.
Oh my god, no she didn't. She absolutely did not. But that would be fucking hilarious.
Now, for the record, Olivia Rodrigo, obviously, still does not follow me.
Or me.
She followed me.
Or you.
Rude. Yeah, weirdly. Yeah. By the way, Olivia Rodrigo should follow Rainey first. Yeah.
Ned DM'd her, and she responded, what's cooler?
Yeah, being DM'd the DM. And not responding is what you had.
Oh, I see. You're cooler That's because true. She DM'd you.
Your word's not mine.
Oh,
thank you.
I see
what you're saying.
Ned's not here to defend himself, so.
Ned is doing this.
He's on a panel.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd.
With Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift, and some other pop stars.
It was so funny and exhilarating. And to have that, can we frame it?
The tweet?
Yeah.
We want to frame it. We weren't even thinking about art. Yeah. We wanted to put it in the podcast.
I think we should frame it.
I'll frame the tweet and put it on the wall.
I think that's a good idea.
It's really funny.
It's really funny. We should frame it. We have some good tweets out there that could go in frames. Original. Blah, 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 joke commentary.
Yeah.
Should be framed.
I will say also, the first time that we saw Lizzo back in 2017, so we were standing on the stage on these bleachers, and after she got off, her manager pointed up to us and like we saw the mouth, like, I forget if he did or she did, like, BuzzFeed guys. And then she was like, oh, and like gave us a little wave. And I know Kelsey's met her since, and she knew the videos as well.
That's so funny. Anyway, pretty fucking sick. Well,
did that live up to the hype?
It really did.
Did it?
Yeah. Candy competition ended. How do you feel?
What a time for little Zach's life.
Yeah.
I'm really having like a quite a happy moment. And I tweeted this last night. I thought about this idea and I was going to delete it because I'm like, okay, people are going to tell me this is stupid and they've done it. And actually people were like, no, this is a great idea and really mean it. Like, I love this idea. Yeah. The idea is just to start a joy journal. And I find that I often, like, I have my bullet journal and it's like, just like, shit I have to remember? Or when I do feel compelled to journal, I will journal like shit that's frustrating me and things that I'm mad about. And I want to have a place where I just write down and bottle these moments of happiness. And like, yeah, like Lizzo DMing me really was so exciting and really made me happy. And I think it's quite easy to then go on with your life and feel numb and then go like, ah, nothing good has happened and whatever. And Canon Competition coming out truly was one of those moments for me where it was the first time in a while that I feel like I made something that was truly something that I really loved that I got to put all of my energy into. I'm not saying it's the best thing ever made. I'm not saying it's the best thing I'll ever make. God, I hope not.
Yeah, geez.
But it is.
You were calling it your magnum opus this weekend.
It is.
Which I think is defined as best thing you'll ever make.
Well, here's what I think. I think it's my internet magnum opus. I think that it is the single best thing that I could make within the confines of the algorithm. Because it is a show that is built on, like, we're going to compare brands. That the genesis of that is like the most bare lowest common denominator click through rate theory. But then we've put a hat on top of a hat on top of a hat on top of a hat and buried it inside of this scripted thriller love story absurdist meta comedy with awkward cringe comedy and The Office style scenes. Like, it just is. I threw everything on top of it while not totally breaking the internet format.
Right.
And so I think it's the furthest that I'll ever be able to push it without falling off a cliff.
It's, yeah. It's
hey, really Ned's back.
Ta-da. Wow. Here we go.
Ned's back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ned, were you on a panel? Part of a panel?
Listening to a panel?
I was listening to a panel.
The fuck?
You were sort of listening to a live podcast of sorts.
I will. I want to shout out. I got to do a plug right now because I was having so much fun at Outside Lands. While I was there, we did see a couple fans.
Yeah.
And there were two fans who were from Atlanta, and they were excited to meet me. And I was excited to tell them that I have a show in Atlanta the day this podcast comes out, Thursday night, north of Atlanta. So if we got any Atlanta listeners, I got a Lubberger show tonight. And if you got any,
all of your plans tonight,
right?
And go, okay.
It's Thursday, and then Saturday night in Nashville or the greater Nashville area, I have a show Saturday night as well. So come see the show.
This
it's
comes
fun
out
to
in
see
the
concerts.
Morning, so you can,
yeah, you got
if
time.
You're near Atlanta, you can get there.
Get there.
Also, we met a couple of you guys at Outside Lands. That was really fun. There was one guy that walked by me in the KNZE sweater, and he didn't see me. And I felt and like I didn't like yell like, hey, it's me.
It's me.
That Kornfeld from the sheer sweatshirt.
I felt really bad about it because I didn't see him again. So if there's a dude out there, you may have been wearing glasses. I don't remember, but you're wearing the gray KNZ sweater. I saw you. That's pretty cool.
I feel that way anytime I see a Yale hat. You know, sometimes it's Brigham Young University and you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah,
just being like, oh, hey, I also went to the school you have on your hat.
Hey, okay, I'm a Yale guy, I guess. Right. And you guys can talk about the dorm.
Be cool. Yeah, talk about the dorm.
You remember the cafeteria?
They're probably
cafeteria
like
was dope.
A lot older than you or a lot younger than you.
Right.
So just, you know, to wrap that thought up, it really means a lot that I got a ton of support for that series and like more tweets than I've ever gotten. And the fact that some of you really loved it and like it meant something to you means a lot to me. It allows us to make these crazy, wacky things that are in our heart. Miles and I had a blast doing it. And like the huge fucking shout out to our editing team here, which you guys don't get an insight to a lot. Like Devlin has been editing all of the episodes up until now, but Skylar came in and edited episodes 2 and 3. And he crushed it.
Yeah,
Will and MJ and the finishing team, they were staying here late every single night. They did a lot of editing on the final episode with me. I was there. I mean, this was the first time that I got to edit in probably 2 years where I was sitting in there with them for like 2 or 3 days. It was just fun. I don't know. It like reminded me of the power of making things that a select amount of people really, really love as opposed to something that's just popular. And I want to do more of it, and I'm grateful that we have the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
It meant a lot.
Such a total treasure. I also feel like a lot of people like responded like I don't know. We were talking about this the other day, but just responded like extra enthusiastically about the show. I think in a unique, cool
way. Well, it's also better than it's ever been. You and I joke, and I mean all of us joke that like the scripted stuff is totally self-indulgent and it's people's least favorite part. But actually so many of the tweets were about how genuinely people were invested in this lore.
Yeah.
And that psyched me up the most. Because like the fact that there are people out there that were emotionally moved over our love story is quite awesome.
Very funny.
Then the thing that like made me happy that but then also truly made me sad was that in the first episode of Proposals, there were a lot of LGBT people who reached out who said that they were genuinely moved by seeing public proposals.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is so little representation
of
same-sex proposals in any media. And that was not really my intention. It was more of a joke on like the power imbalance of employees, and we were playing that
and
like our awkwardness of not knowing how to do it. But I'm delighted that it had that effect.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That's cool.
So, but there were people that were like tearing up at the proposals, which is so funny to me. I mean, that first episode is one of the hardest things you'll ever watch. It's like just cringe comedy.
It's big cringe.
Ramped up to the nth.
Actually, I was never moved by your relationship because it was on stage, but I was moved at people's enthusiasm for a moment of love that they get to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it, while it's weird that you're having servers participate in this lie unknowingly, it's it's very sweet that they're genuinely affected by being involved in someone else's romantic moment. And I think that's something that is exciting and probably was something, a part of their day.
Oh, for sure.
That was so fucking great.
We made this joke.
Like, this happened and I got there and it was so cool and it was so sweet.
Anytime you see a proposal, it just delights you.
It does.
Yeah. We make this joke a lot about like, don't get people fired and it's become part of the lore. But genuinely, the opposite actually happens where every time we go, people are fucking delighted because we've changed the rhythm. And so, like, when we picked up the cakes, they were giggling about how fucking awesome it was that they got to do that. And I just want to say, for the record, because we don't put this in the videos, we tip everyone an astronomical amount.
Yeah.
An astrological amount.
Astrological amount. A Pisces amount.
You look like a Scorpio.
You look like a Washington.
Here's $20.
But I wasn't
Your
like,
moon is rising. Here's 500.
Generally, in that show, more than anything, I mean, every time we go in, it's just telling people like, hey, you're going to do great. Just believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Like saying that over and over to every single person is so funny. Mm-hmm. And then people are like, okay, all right, I'm going to do my best. But like, I can't promise it'll be perfect. And it's like, that's okay.
And they're so proud when they come back. It's really, I mean, because I genuinely believe that every single person is creative, and creativity has been forced into a capitalist bucket, right? Like you're only allowed to be creative if your job allows you to be creative. Otherwise, you have to be doing something that's more managerial, and then you're exhausted and don't get to do it in your personal life. So when you do allow people this moment to like burst out of their box, they everyone can do it. I mean, we're not especially special. We just are special.
We're
a
little
the opportunity.
We're only a little special.
Especially
we're
special.
A little special. We're a little special.
David Bowie has a great bit about that, of like how like he's not unique. He's just the one that people are listening to and who has the opportunity to make music.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good, though.
I disagree.
He's pretty decent.
David Bowie? Respectfully, David Bowie, I disagree. You are wonderful. Okay, I do want to know about this panel.
Yeah, what was the panel?
So YouTube has been doing these creator roundtables where you kind of connect in a small, intimate group, everything's confidential, with other creators, kind of to connect about what. So Lord DIY was there, Collins Key was there.
Not that confidential.
No, I don't think the attendees are confidential. And it's about like what are kind of some issues you're having, what are some opportunities that could be out there. So this one is all about venture capital and investment.
Oh, cool.
So like, for example, Keith, you have a chicken sauce company.
Right.
You know, what would it take to get that in like, you know, Kroger stores nationwide? We do a Kroger partnership.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like sponsored content. Mm-hmm. What's like a deeper partnership we could forge? And just questions like that. That's all very interesting. So it was like sort of, you know, half networking, half learning. I didn't ask you to move the podcast because I figured couldn't.
Oh, no. Absolutely. And I'll say this. Daddy loves to network.
That was for sure. Yeah. Daddy enjoyed
More like networking.
Business daddy.
Networking.
Am I right? Network.
Nice. What's the juiciest piece of confidential information you learned?
I can't say that.
Cash is king.
But then, you know, also as creators, like there's opportunities for, Zach, you had this with a weed soda company you were really into, right? Mm. If you're really passionate about a product, don't just do a one-off brand deal. Maybe there's a way that you can, you know, contribute your time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're even like literally investing in it, like a small amount of money, but that can be really something that is personal for you rather than just like,
dude, Crocs, if you're out there, hit me the fuck up.
So
I want to be your
free promotion.
I honestly would probably just model for Crocs.
Phone Crocs.
I would model for free. Just pay me in Crocs. Well, if you don't have a networking event, you may be looking for some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps advice that'll take you some...
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation.
I'm so sweaty. So hot.
Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles.
Doobity doobity.
What's up, Miles Nation? How y'all doing tonight?
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Miles, I'm looking at a headshot of yours.
Hey, I like these shots of Miles. Look at you, Mr. Popular Google Image Search.
Whoa.
Hey, wait. Take Bonsignor out of there.
You just want to see if you search Miles.
there's no way it's going to come up. I just
don't know.
I Googled myself and I put
your
it on
Google
the big screen.
Results
Miles Morales.
Miles
really
Morales.
Taking over, yeah. But.
All right, what if you do Miles Human White?
Miles
Miles
White.
How about Miles Podcast?
Miles Podcast.
That's a little more general.
I still feel like. No. A bunch of religious stuff.
Dang.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Go back to your initial.
All right, what were you going to do? You were going to show us your headshot?
No, I just was.
Read your Wikipedia page?
This was just for ambiance as I give the best advice of my fucking career, Ned.
Wow.
Well, hold on. Does Miles have his own Wikipedia page, but we don't?
Oh, yeah,
it's Try Guys Wiki.
No, Try Wiki.
Oh, is that different?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so, I'm ready.
Calling all lovers to the stage. Calling all lovers. Do you have a lover that you like to tickle?
I hate getting tickled.
Have you ever wanted to spend more time with the person who kisses you the most?
Ooh.
I mean, we do. We all do.
I think we...
Have you ever wanted to not be so sleepy so when you get horned up, you can
stay awake.
When I'm getting uncomfortable,
stay awake. Come on,
I have your faces all around us.
You can stay awake with your bae.
This is going to be your best advice.
Getting home from work can be tiring, especially around 10 p.m. with the dog and the babies, Ned. Ned, you're a dad. How'd you get that gig?
From work at 10 p.m.
Well, no. Like you get home and then 10 p.m. comes around after you get home from work and it's a couple hours you're at home and then you get tired. But stuff needs to be done.
Yeah, go to bed at 10.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So then you're too tired to fuck.
Okay, what's next? Okay. I get what you're saying.
I guess.
My advice is if you've got a little piece of entertainment to watch Zach's on his phone after being explicitly warned not to be in the department head meeting.
I didn't hear that part.
I'm here to say if you've got a little show that you want to watch, watch it when you get home, bitch. Don't wait until it's nighttime. You guys keep looking at the screen. It's the same image of me. I put a bunch of images of me on the screen, but
I'm looking at the one on the bottom left where you're such a little baby.
I am a little shaved.
I was trying
baby.
To see if there was any correlation to this advice. So
no.
The screen is like an Easter egg.
No. This is just
not.
Ambience.
Just completely unrelated.
Ambiance.
You want people
I Google
to get home and watch TV and then do their chores.
Yeah. No. Here we go.
Oh shit, Miles! You were in that video where you smelled our scents.
I was actually.
I remember him being in it.
I was in it.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking mad about that video still.
My advice to you all is that if you have a show to watch, you're going to want to watch that pronto when you get home. Right?
Yeah. Why?
7
why?
p.m. Because have had an issue.
You going to eat over dinner?
Yeah, well, not only do you watch the show, you have the family time, you have the moment with your wife or loved one. Mm-hmm. And then after you're done doing that, then you get to the chores, you get to the snacks, you get to the food, you get to the sleeping. My problem is that we and Sarah have been trying to watch these shows. We get too much to watch. Succession, Midnight Mass. And we're like, okay, we got to get it done with our day. We're eating dinner, we get slow. And then it gets to the nighttime and we want to watch the show. And I'm like, I'm so tired. I know I'm going to fall asleep during the show. It's 11:30. It's midnight. I know I'm going to fall asleep during the show. So my excited solution is
you don't start watching TV until midnight?
No, we don't start watching TV until like 11 or 10:30 even. But then I'm so tired and the lights are out and I fall asleep.
You're busy, yeah.
Because I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
So my point is, if you got a show that you're really excited about, watch it earlier in the night.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a great piece of advice. I'll tell you what.
If you're so busy, then when are you... You mean
what are you doing?
Then you're just gonna
what?
If you're so busy, you have all these things, you don't even start watching TV till 11. Where are you gonna?
When are you gonna do those things?
When are you gonna do those things?
Well, no, I'm gonna do them after because then if I'm up on my feet,
you won't fall.
I'm
asleep.
Not gonna fall asleep. I'm not narcoleptic.
But then you just stay up later than you mean. When's your bedtime, Miles?
My bedtime, I go 11.
11:30, 12.
That's your ideal bedtime?
I usually 11:30,
12.
12:15.
Here's a real life example. You ready for this?
Here we go.
Last night, Maggie and I had two more episodes of You, season 3. Shout out. Super fun show. It's weird. Love it. And then we were about to start an episode. I'm like, okay, we have our bedtime. So if we want to start, we got to start now. And then she has sometimes these things that she wants to do that you could do while you are brushing your teeth. Like you could check your, you know, read an article while you're brushing your teeth, whatever. Kelsey called her. Uh-huh. And so then she talked on the phone for like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then she still was like, well, we got to watch the show. I'm like, no, because now we're going to finish at like 11:30.
Exactly.
You don't have work tomorrow. You could have talked to her after. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, we still watch both of them. And then I had to stay up late. So there are times where I'm like, you get just order of operations. It's the PEMDAS of TV.
Yeah.
There are things that you do that you pair with other activities.
Yeah.
And there are things that you do in order while you're still cognizant.
And often I find that the sitting activity is TV. And if I'm sitting, I'm sleepy, I'm going to sleep. But if I'm up and I'm moving around, washing a dish, cleaning a vase.
What if you guys got on the treadmill at 11 p.m. to watch your show? Then you'll stay awake.
You want us both to get on the treadmill?
I want you to hug.
Here's the deal. This is the worst advice you've ever given. If you're tired while you're watching TV, your body's telling you you need to go to bed.
Period.
Such a hallmark.
Yeah. Okay. If there are things, chores, life things that you need to do, you should do them before you watch TV, because if you watch TV, you're going to get sucked in. All of a sudden, 9:30 p.m., you haven't even eaten dinner yet.
Yeah.
You still got to clean your room or whatever.
Protein powder.
Okay, that's fine. But like,
chug it.
Protein bars too.
Protein bar.
It's like what Zach's saying, like, you got to plan out your evening.
Right.
So
my solution,
just
though,
like have a plan.
But see, here's the thing: if I do the TV, then I can sort of. I'm like, I'm moving around. Like the same time. It's that
I don't think. But he if gets you're, it. I just don't think he gets.
I just
it,
don't think he gets.
No, I get it. You're saying that if you're moving around, you can stay up later than your body's telling you to.
But it's not that. It's not that actually. It's that. If it's 10:30 and I lay down and go sleep, watch TV. I'm gonna sleep at 10:30.
Maybe your body is telling you you need to sleep.
Maybe, but my body's wrong sometimes. I get horny all day.
Hell yeah, brother. Your body is wrong sometimes. It says, like, I want this right now. You're like, fuck no, it's 1 o'clock. I can't take a nap. I got to go to a meeting. The body's wrong sometimes. Body's wrong.
Rainey, you had a thought.
Well, okay, so I feel like this is what I would do instead of your thing. I would try and get in bed at 9 and ignore the chores that you don't really have to do.
Yeah.
I think it's just like you got to disengage from like boring things.
Chore culture.
And then you get everything.
Except that's you have to really do the chores.
Well, except your house is
messy.
Here's
the thing. Well, yeah, I guess so. But I think the nice thing, and what Ned is saying, I think maybe, is that it's so nice to watch TV and fall asleep watching TV.
Yeah.
Like, you want to leave that? That's so sad.
I don't want to leave that. Oh, that's a reality.
He wants to fall asleep watching stuff he doesn't care about, but he wants to stay awake watching stuff he
does care. Yeah, it's for the good good. Because Sarah stays up way later than me because she just has trouble sleeping. So she's often watching TV as I'm going beddy by. But she watches shows I don't care about.
Right. Like NCIS.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
okay.
This is again the very specific to me and not probably relatable, but Maggie has this weird but endearing habit where she loves looking through my photos. She's like, it's like her way of catching up with my day. And I'm like, that's great.
That's cute.
That's awesome. Cute. Please do this after I watch my TV show while I'm getting ready for bed.
Because
then I have to sit on the couch for like 20 minutes while she's catching up on my phone and I'm just sitting there with my thumb up my ass.
Sounds really frustrating.
Meditation.
I mean, it's like maybe you should just start the TV show without her and then just see what happens.
So you're saying Miles' advice is great.
No, this is different. No,
whenever you want to watch TV, have that be the time to watch TV. Plan out your fucking bedtime. Plan out when your dinner time is, and just like make it happen. If you want to have TV watching first, that's fine. I'm just saying, TV watching typically, is not what you know. Not what you should do first thing you get home because it can turn into 4 hours.
I have self control. I feel you're worried.
He gets it now. He's on board. I think he likes your advice. That's what he's saying.
He's worried you're going to get sucked.
He's worried I'm going to get sucked in.
Good TV is really good.
Good TV is really good. And I understand that. I get that.
I'm worried about like when you're going to eat, Miles.
Well, like I said, protein powder bar, in a little knapsack.
So they said that doesn't sound like
you know. I had a steak yesterday at 9:30.
I get
You know, peanut butter has protein. You get a little peanut soup.
You know,
I love a good peanut soup.
Full circle.
Well, yeah, it's true.
The steak was sous vide. I did a reverse sear.
Oh, that's delicious.
And it was pretty cool.
All right, we're going to continue this debate over on the app.
Yeah, we got it.
Because what the fuck?
Yeah.
But guys, this has been a perfect episode.
Miles,
your headshot's beautiful.
Thank you.
Why don't you go Google photos of Miles and then see how little information you can give Google until you're finding a picture of Miles.
Let us know.
And then leave us a 5-star review with the directions of how to Google Miles.
Call it the Miles game.
Bonsignore in the search.
Miles try.
Whoever gets it first wins a digital high five from Rainey.
Oh.
The search that'll go for Miles. Yeah.
Search that'll go for Miles. We probably got some merch. The holidays are coming up. You don't want to miss
it. That's right.
Keith. Hit us with the official tripod theme song.
Ba do ba da ba bum ba da ba da bum boom ba da bum bum ba da da da. Hey ya, oh wa whoa, oh no ya. Hey there,
oh, no.
How are you? Know what? Yeah. Woo ba di ba da bum 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 bim bum bim ba bibidi ba 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 do.
Tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.